Time may change me, but I can't change time, said our friend David Bowie. Joining us now live on the telephone is our friend and neighbor, Caroline Phipps. She is the founder of Living with Inner Elegance, and she is an elegant woman herself. Hello, Caroline.
Well, good morning, Rick, and what a welcome, may I say.
Oh, thank you. How's that? What do you mean?
First class.
Well, we're going to be talking about change today, correct?
Well, we are going to be talking about change, and don't we love a bit of Dylan when we're talking about changing times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the Wayne's World, Garth, who always says, "Ooh, we fear change."
Boy, oh boy, do we. It's an amazing thing. I think that when I'm sort of looking around at the moment, every time you change your focus and look in another direction or something happens, it's everything feels as if it's on the move at the moment. Mm. And in a particularly rapid state.
True. It's going fast.
Yeah, it feels like it's going fast. And I really sort of think that we are the first generation of people who are dealing with this level of connectivity across the globe and technology and advancement, where everything that used to take, you know, maybe centuries and then years and then months, all of a sudden things change daily. Mm. And now I think hourly and, you know, minute by minute things can be happening. And I don't know about you, Rick, but my sense of it is that I feel a bit like a dog on a moving day. I get settled with something for a few minutes and then something else happens.
Yeah, good way to put it. Yeah, the anxiousness and the what's going on feeling.
Yeah, yeah, there's that real sense of what is going on. And I think for many of us, we tend to think about change as something going on outside of ourselves, you know, something external, you know, as in what is happening to me. Mm. And I think we often sort of tend to also to label that, you know, what's happening is a good thing. What's happening is a bad thing. We have a lot of opinions about change as well, you know, and we're always labeling things as they arrive on our doorstep. We think, oh, that's not going to be good, or oh, look at this. This is really great. We sort of think that something's going to happen to derail us. Mm. I mean, we all know what it's like to go to the post office and have a letter that, you know, creates some alarm bells, you know, a nice letter from the IRS or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, unexpected bad news.
Yes, so you know, we may have been feeling just absolutely fine, and then we open our email or go to the mailbox or something, and something can really completely knock us off our game, because what's happening outside directly impacts us inside. Mm. And because change is constant. And it always has been. It's not like we're the first generation of people to deal with change.
Right.
Change is a fact of life, right? Everything is changing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're changing. We change on a cellular level all the time. Our mental chatter is changing all the time. And so we're in this situation where it's really easy to be knocked off our game all the time, where we're sort of on this roller coaster of up and down and round and round, and oh, this is good and that's bad. And there's this sort of, we carry around with us this incredible sort of ability to just have this stream of consciousness that floods us all the time. And I did this really interesting, I've been doing this really interesting exercise, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but...
What's that?
If I'm driving, and I'm driving on my own, I, you know, become aware of all the things that are popping into my head. So it's going to be all sorts of things to do with where I'm driving or what has just happened or where I'm going or what I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. And studies show that, you know, up to a staggering 90% of that chatter that we have, mm-hmm, is not something that we are particularly aware of, and it just comes, you know, when thoughts just pop into your head.
Yeah.
And you think, where did that come from? Why am I thinking about something now that happened to me years ago? Mm. Why has this shown up now? And often it's irrelevant to where we are at the time. We're expending all of this energy. So when I'm driving along now, sometimes I do this experiment, which I would encourage everybody to do. Mm. Just be very aware of what comes into your mind and then speak it out loud. And you are going to find yourself to be completely hilarious in many ways, because you'll be thinking, why just thought about that? What relevance is this right now? You know, it's staggering how fast those thoughts change.
Yeah.
And what the component of them is. They feel so random. It's sort of unbelievable. And then throw in a few, you know, song lyrics, mm-hmm, or, you know, we're really good at rehashing. Maybe if we've had a bit of an argument with somebody, how many times do you find yourself going over what you could have said, what you should have said, what they said?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have that experience where you keep going over it, and it's done, it's over. You know, you're in a different mode. And there it is. It's back.
Yeah. How does that happen?
The effects that these things have on us, and every thought that we have downloads into us on a cellular level. You know, you can remember something or be concerned about something that's going to happen that can completely change your physiology right there. And all of a sudden you go from feeling just fine to feeling horrible.
Yeah.
So we're in this extraordinary situation where change is constant, it's inevitable, it always has been. But on the other hand, we don't much like it.
But on the other hand, change helps you grow, and you have to change. It's inevitable. And without change, you're just stagnant.
And it's really interesting, isn't it? Because I think a lot of us think, well, I really don't want anything to change in that way, and I'm just going to be here, and things are going to remain as they were. And then, you know, we set ourselves up for a complete emotional and, you know, in mess in many ways, because things are going to change. And what I think what happens is that because we so often are concerned about things changing, mm-hmm, that we're also in a situation where we often would like things to get better. But I think what so many of us would like is we want the kind of change on our terms.
Mm. That would be nice.
You know, that would be nice, right? We would like to be comfortable and have things remain as comfortable as they can be, but just get better.
Yeah. Well, today in my world, Caroline, I'm facing some change, which is inevitable, has to happen, and it's positive. But there's a lot of anxiety with it and a lot of intrepidation. Eva, the 11-year-old, she's moving up today. So she is going to visit the middle school where the big lockers are and the big classrooms are and the big kids go to school. So I'm going to be leaving behind elementary school and the comfort of that and going into this great unknown with big kids and matriculating classes and all kinds of stuff. She's going to visit today. She's anxious and she's looking forward to it. There's also a great lot of pride that she is graduating and moving up into middle school. So this change, of course, brings every emotion. And I'm going to be leaving my friends. I'm going to leave the classroom. And the comfort that she's had for so long is going to be disrupted. But she's also embracing it and knowing that it's got to happen. And she's, well, wondering what's going to unfold.
It's so interesting that you've just shared that story with me, because it's now taken me straight back to when I left a village school where there were probably 40 children to the big school in the town of Henley-on-Thames where there were nearly 700.
Yeah.
And you've exactly taken me back to that moment. There's this really bizarre sense we have of, I'm excited about it, but I'm also terrified. And I think that change, that our relationship with change is so complicated, because on some level, you know we have to adapt and we have to move on. And we have no choice with that. And then on the other hand, it's like, oh, really? Do I have to? Could I just stay here, you know, and be comfortable and feel safe? And, of course, changing times sort of make us feel unsafe.
So
and to be able to deal with it, to be able to deal with it well, we need some ability to be durable, to be adaptable. I call it this kind of durable adaptability, that understanding that we know we're afraid, so be compassionate with ourselves about that and how we're dealing with other people, but also know that you take the next step and things unfold, and often in a way that you have no idea. And often there are answers in there, or there's support from somebody in there. So you know, taking those steps, but gently and kindly with ourselves, you know. And so often in this world, people tend not to have a lot of compassion for themselves. You know, we think, oh, you know, why are you worried about that? You know, you're such a, you know, you're such a loser. We're not especially kind with ourselves around these things. And it's a human instinct to be concerned about changing times. It's a survival instinct. So knowing and understanding what's happening with us, you know, with the externals, how they're impacting us internally is really important. I see it as a big issue right now, because there is change happening in every level that we're dealing with, in a way that generations of people have not had to deal with before.
That's true. And well, that'll probably continue on for ages.
I think so. And there is sort of major upheaval everywhere. And for us, what we need to do is to try to focus less on the externals and how we are going to handle it, you know, internally, because really that's the only control we have.
True. And that's sometimes the hardest part.
Yeah, it really is, because we have all of these reactions as things happen, and we can feel terrified one minute, exhilarated the next minute, you know, disillusioned the next minute, sad the next minute. We're on this roller coaster, we human beings, and being aware of that and understanding what is happening and how something outside is impacting us, how our mental chatter is impacting us. The more we know and understand ourselves, the better equipped we are to deal with times like this.
I think she's gone. Sometimes these things happen, and we lost her there. I don't really know what happened. I wasn't touching the phone, but it's somehow disengaged. If I can get her on and it'll make sense, I will. Otherwise, we'll just move forward. And here's some very important messages, and we'll try to get you connected again with Caroline Phipps. So hold on. That was a rude interruption. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE, and we were in mid-chat with Caroline Phipps, the founder of Living with Inner Elegance. We got her back on the phone. She had a power surge at the house and lost connection. She's back. Hi, Caroline.
Hey, Rick. Thank you so much.
Unexpected change right there. Yeah.
Yes. Don't you think it's funny that the universe was like, okay, guys, we're going to give you that challenge right now?
There you go. And, well, things change and, you know, you roll with it. It's unexpected, but what can you do? And then you have to decide, shall we continue or shall we move on? And that's basically every change. And I don't know about you, Caroline, but I still fear change, although it's inevitable. So we have to deal with it.
Yeah, we do have to deal with it. And I think that so many of the issues are that we need to be very aware of ourselves and kind of sort of build up a few things within ourselves that I call durable adaptability. So here I am trying to be durable and adaptable right now, which I find hilarious. So a couple of quick things here I would say with folks that have helped me with dramatic periods of change in my life.
Okay.
One is to be aware that the mask that we wear in public often is not who we are in private. So the more we identify with the public persona that we create, the less able we are to know who we are and to navigate change from a place of alignment about how we really feel about things. You know, when we're running somebody else's agenda, it's very hard to be strong and flexible. So just to be very aware about when you feel integrous about things, when you're in alignment with your values. You know, we know what it's like when we end up in situations where we sort of have to pretend to be somebody else. It's very weakening in the sense of how we deal with change, because we're not operating from a position of who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
Facing fear is another one too, because so often, you know, change is happening and we would rather hide under the duvet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, it's like, let's put that off as long as we can. And we know something is coming down the line, but, you know, we would really rather avoid it. And then we put so much energy into the avoidance that we don't give ourselves the time to trust and go with it. And then, you know, pick up all of the various things that happen and the resources that come that are going to help us. So that's another place where we can compromise our durability and limit our adaptability, because we're so busy trying to avoid it that we don't step into it, and then we don't get all of the good things that are going to come and show up, and, you know, people and answers and solutions. We don't give ourselves a chance.
Yep.
And I think another important thing is that there is no such thing as a painless life. And, you know, in our marketplaces, we're sold perpetual happiness and joy. But, you know, stuff happens, right?
Yeah. Always.
You know, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking for meaning in life rather than just pursuing happiness for its own sake, when we look for meaning in life, we're actually inadvertently going to find happiness, but we're also going to get a stronger sense that we're in a situation where, you know, we found some purpose and we're transforming ourselves. And that makes change way more bearable and doable because it feels like it has a purpose, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So in the end, you know, it's not so much about what happens to us as how we respond to it.
Mm-hmm. Because change is happening daily.
Absolutely. And really, second by second, you know, this second or two that we're having here is never going to happen the same way again.
Mm-mm.
Which is kind of mind-bending to think of.
It's true. But then again, so many little events happen. And the biggest thing you can do is to appreciate all the little things because they always add up to big things.
Yeah, they do. Things have a way of compounding on themselves, don't they? So the more positive we are, the bigger the amount of positivity that we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, Caroline. And how can folks get further information on this topic or any of the other topics we've discussed?
Yes, visit my website, carolinephipps.com. As you so wonderfully announced earlier, you and I have a podcast archive that is spectacular. So I would encourage people to take a look at that. And there are videos and articles and advice in many different areas. Mm. And one exciting announcement I have is that we are launching the Living with Inner Elegance Safe Space experience next Tuesday evening. It's a free Zoom. It's going to be on Tuesday, June the 30th from 6:30 to 8, where we are encouraging people to come on the Zoom, to share, to communicate, to, if you have a problem that you would like shared with the group, bring it along and come and join this wonderful safe space experience. Because
how cool.
I feel today that we need that. You know, it's
the
wonderful
connection.
To
yeah.
come together. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where's that information?
That's send me an email, okay. caroline@carolinephipps.com. And I can share the Zoom link, and we will have all that information, too, on the website. So you can also register there. So please do. And I'll be sending out lots of social media information to remind people that it's coming up, because
all right.
I know what that's like.
Very
we
cool.
don't always remember that things are happening. So
mm-hmm.
very
well,
exciting.
Thank you so much.
Living within elegance. Safe space experience. Yeah. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. All the best. And Caroline at carolinephipps.com. Send her an email if you have any questions or ideas. And thanks, Caroline. It's always a pleasure. And we look forward to chatting with you next month and sometime soon.
Thank you so much, Rick.
All right. All the best. Have a great day. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. On 98.1 KZE, and there's only one song I could play after that.
Oh, yeah. And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I'd got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. To change it.